Another time, another place. It's enough that we get the large outlines. Nevertheless, expositions 1 and 2 each feature as they do two themes and the surrounding material that goes with them. But the recap somehow has to get all four of these themes in. And so the recap's going to be a big chunk of music in this particular movement, in any double exposition form, especially if we have new themes in the second expo. Indeed, the introduction begins as the second exposition had with theme 3 and theme 4. This shouldn't come as a surprise. We just had more than a mouthful of theme 1 in the development section. I mean, basically, that's where Mozart hung out. He played with theme 1, and so we don't really need to hear theme 1 again just yet. However, he didn't really play a whole lot with themes 3 and 4. You know, there's two different processes going on in this piece. I hope this idea is growing out. There's the given, all right? He had a development section. We expect a development section. And in the development section, he played with the first theme. He could have played with all of the themes. He could have played with any one of the themes. He chose to play with theme 1. Why didn't he develop theme 1 into something new? Well, the answer to that should be rather obvious, because he already has done that. He developed theme 1 into theme 2. And he developed theme 2 into theme 3. And he developed theme 3 into theme 4, which closed the circle, because theme 4 is most like theme 1. This process of development has been ongoing since almost the beginning of the damn piece. Certainly, the process of harmonic development has been going on since the beginning of the piece, minor and major, as has the introduction of ba-ba-ba-bum, that basic rhythmic unit that characterizes so much of the music in this movement. So the process of development of this kind of coherent rhetorical growth of ideas has been going on since the beginning. That's Mozart's own private level of development. And then there's the public level of development, the expected development section, which he's given us in place. But he doesn't need to develop any of the other themes, because the process of the expositions was, in many ways, an ongoing development itself. And that's neat. So when we begin the recap, we begin as we began exposition 2. Theme 3, theme 4. And only then do we hear theme 1, a virtuosic episode, cadence material, and then the 6-4 chord. And that's now what we must come to grips with as we close out our examination of this first movement. It has been a tradition in concerti, and indeed a tradition in opera singing, almost from the beginning, from the mid to late 1600s in singing, that the soloist, if it was an operatic soloist, and later an instrumental soloist in a concerto, that the soloist would get a solo. Not an accompanied solo, oh no, but near the end of the principal aria, or the principal movement, and in this case, this is the first movement, the soloist would get a chance to do their own thing, unhampered by accompaniment, unhampered by conductor, orchestra, or anyone else. This section is called the cadenza. The cadenza. The Italian word cadenza is in English cadence, and all cadence means is a formula, melodic or harmonic or both, that concludes a section of music. For example, when we hear something like this, especially those last three chords, that's what we call a cadential formula. And it's these formulas that tell us whether a piece of music is over not over, well, we know it's not over, because the cadence formula has been left half done. And we call that a half cadence, or an open cadence. And some cadences are meant to fool us. That doesn't feel right. Would we want a piece of music to end that way? Oh no, this is like finding a bone in our peanut butter. It's not only a non sequitur, but it's rather unpleasant. No, we want that to... Ah, now it sounds resolved. So these cadences are very important formula that either put us in touch with the main note of the piece, the tonic note, or keep us just at fingertips distance away from grasping it.